Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Guidance, written and read by Meg Booker. When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, but will tell you what He has heard. He will tell you about the future. John chapter 16, verse 13. Admittedly, I have a tendency to retreat when life throws a difficult situation in front of me. Conflict and division terrify me, but they are inevitable things adulting requires. Over the years, lots of time in the Word of God and in Christian counseling have helped me to improve upon my ability to face and walk through hard situations in truth. Still a definite work in progress, I can look back and see the faithfulness of God to answer my prayers for guidance through the rough sea moments and rocky uphill climbs. The Holy Spirit faithfully provides us with daily guidance. The Spirit's ministry of guiding Jesus' followers into all the truth is a promise, especially for these 11 disciples. The ESV Global Study Bible explains. It applies to their work of writing the New Testament books. The promise also has a broader application to all believers. The ability to declare the things that are to come gives evidence of the full deity of the Holy Spirit. The apostles depended on the Spirit's movement and guidance in situations of persecution, and a focus in writing the books and letters we now embrace as the Bible. They didn't know then all of their prose would be bound together, but they faithfully followed the Holy Spirit's guidance on their lives. Jesus told them, "I have told you these things so that you won't abandon your faith." John 16, verse 1. I believe he encourages us similarly today. We may not be involved in the penning of the New Testament, but our text messages can certainly be strained before we send them. Our daily conversations and even our thought lives can be guided by the Holy Spirit if we submit to His leading in our daily lives. Paul wrote to the Romans, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Being children of God is our inheritance. We have the ability to be Spirit-led. "There is so much more I want to tell you," Jesus said, "but you can't bear it now." John chapter 16, verse 12. We often crave answers we don't receive direct answers to. The Holy Spirit doesn't drop a word out of the sky, but He is faithful to help us see where we are going. Father, praise You for sending Jesus to earth to save us. And thank You for Your Holy Spirit, who moves throughout our lives and dwells within us. It's difficult to find our way through our days sometimes. Life isn't always clear, fair, or easy. Father, as we seek to be the people You purposed us to be, we pray for a fresh filling of Your Holy Spirit today. Come into our lives, minds, and hearts to direct us in the way of Your will, God. Help us to face difficult situations with confidence and truth. Teach us how to be assertive and speak the truth in love, Father. Father in heaven, we often want to know answers to questions which we aren't meant to know the answers to yet. Help us to be patient, God, when answers seem to elude us, when healings don't come in the time we want them to on this earth. Help us to understand the things which threaten to shake our faith, God, in You and in each other. Continue to teach us who You are, God, and who we are as Your children, heirs to the kingdom. Help us to know what our role is on this earth. We know You have put unique gifts and purposes in all of us, Father. Today, we pray for Your guidance. Show us the way. Enlighten our minds to see with Your eyes. Calm the stirring of our souls to hear Your steady voice. Give us the supernatural, compassionate confidence we need to bring glory to You through our everyday lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.